really swell. It had the dash and the spirit of the young men stationed here at Quantico, getting set to carry on the Marine traditions wherever anybody needs the simple facts of decency and democracy explained to them. And you know, Ted, I feel almost as though the spirit of 42 were enrolled in the Marines. A few weeks ago, we talked about the officers' candidates class, and today, we're down here at Quantico, right where these candidates are being trained.
Yes, they're all privates first class now, Kate, but every week a large batch of them conclude their 10 weeks training and they're commissioned second lieutenants in the Marine Corps Reserve. A little more training and they're assigned to whatever branch of the Marine service where their talents are needed. Hundreds of young men between 20 and 30 and graduates of a recognized college are flocking to take advantage of this candidate's class. But there are still plenty of birds open.
Well, from the looks of the young men stationed here, the training routine can't be too hard.
Well, it's not exactly easy. The boys have a lot to learn before they're ready to lead Marines. Modern warfare calls for great mental activity. The physical fitness of the leader is very important. So the boys spend almost as much time on the athletic field as they do in classrooms and watching training films.
Well, they certainly look all right, mentally and physically fit to me. Say, Ted, I think Bandmaster Leon Frieda and the Quantico Band should play some more of that grand music there, don't you?
All right with me, Catherine. Here it is.